Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. Is there a duality operating that you can identify? Assignment, rearrange the voices on each side of the duality. Which aspect of ego do you see on each side? RL. Example, first side. Perhaps I could just treat myself to a lip service. Second side. We still have many more important things to achieve. Life is serious business. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Florida. Hi, Sherry, and hi, Ashwini, and hi, Sangha.
Elizabeth, hang on a second. I might have lost Sherry, so let me just make sure she's back in the queue.
Oh, no, I'm right here.
Oh, okay.
I'm right here talking away, asking Elizabeth what she's seeing. Sorry about that.
Oh, I'm seeing that I'm too busy in the day, and then when I'm sleeping, I start singing. My husband says I'm singing in the dream.
Mm. Well, how lovely.
Yeah, it's lovely.
And so being busy in the day does not keep you from being happy in the day?
I'm happy. I'm really happy, and I'm very thankful, grateful. Yes.
Yeah. So happy that you're singing in your sleep. I love that. That's wonderful. All right. Well, thank you. I often encourage people to listen to recordings if they have trouble sleeping or if they have bad dreams or that sort of thing. And maybe this is where all that's heading. Pretty soon we'll all be singing in our dreams.
Yes. Wonderful.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Please, well, yes. Enjoying to be with you guys.
It's great to have you. All right, take care.
Yes, you too. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
I mean, I've always been a big singer, but it never occurred to me to sing in dreams. That's wonderful.
Universally celebratory.
Yes.
Okay.
That's very fun.
Very, very fun. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Margaret.
Hello, Margaret. What are you seeing?
Well, that was just amazing.
Great way to start our weekend.
Yes, it was. And I guess I'm not quite caught up with where we are with duality and so forth, because it's sort of like every time I read the word duality, it's like ego has dropped a giant veil down so that I no longer get it at all, what it means. But I do see that what I have been looking at and been so moved by in this is just the idea that we can always be celebrating, that life is celebration. And,
Margaret, ego might have tried to drop a big veil over it, but it doesn't seem to have worked. Now, there's somebody celebrating in the background. Is that Foo Bear?
No, that is Foo Bear, and she is doing well, I must say.
Good.
She just said she got her life back after that surgery.
Had a excellent. Surgery.
I know.
That's wonderful.
While we're aging in one direction, she's going down.
She's becoming more youthful
We get a little more, difficult to get around.
Mm-hmm. We know. Oh, very good. Well, you might want to talk to her vet. So, Margaret, back to this duality business, okay? Because the realization that the celebrating that we're talking about, the celebrating that is possible for us, doesn't have an opposite. It doesn't have a
right.
not celebrating.
Right. Yeah.
That's the movement from duality to non-dual.
Yes, and you actually, that was in there somewhere in the reading too, that this allows us to have a non-dualistic, I mean, mm-hmm.
Yes.
I know,
yes.
And I don't know why it's such a mind twister for me, but it is.
Well, I do. I know
okay.
why. Because that's how ego keeps us confused. So this
yeah.
is, here's something you might try the next time it tries that, okay? So you duality drops in, which it will. It'll occur because, you know, it's a big part of practice. And ego goes, oh, I don't under, and you just go, yeah, I know. And turn your attention to something that you enjoy. Right?
Yeah.
Because ego
yeah.
is never going to be able to get it. It can't. It just can't. It doesn't have the
yes.
capability. It's mm-hmm. what we struggle with, trying to understand what we call life, right? Well, we can't.
Mm-hmm.
We actually can't do that because it's what contains us, right? And so
yeah.
It's not actually possible for us. But in those moments when we're not identified with separation, that experience of a non-dual reality is available to us. Then, you know, a second later we're going, oh, I see. Okay, so what that, well, no, no. And it doesn't mean that non-dual can't speak. It speaks all the time. It's guiding us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's what caused you to realize everything can be a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
That's that non-dual clarity, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's my encouragement. The next time it tries to drop the veil, just go, yeah, and look at the dog, okay? Or look at a tree or say thank you or whatever it is. Celebrate.
Yes. Well, I am loving
okay?
Yes. Thank you so much, and I just love this month we're doing. And celebration.
I know, me too. It just feels so right, and especially at this time of year, doesn't it? Just feels like the perfect thing. Yeah.
It does.
All right.
It does.
All right. Well, I'm glad
Thank
to hear about
so
the
much.
Baby. Take
yeah.
care of you, old folks.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Go happy.
Go happy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Margaret. That's such a that's a peace quote, right, Cherry? The movement from that life has no opposite. That movement, the place from where opposites exist to where there's no opposite, is the ending of suffering, the ending of duality.
Yes.
I think I have to go back and listen to the call and just pick up that sentence and send it to the peace quotes because it's such a clear description of. What the movement we're making.
Yes, yes, and as Margaret is pointing out, people get older, sickness happens. It looks like maybe we might lose our beloved canine friend. The pandemic, the economy, for ego, the potential for opposites. Is endless,
mm-hmm.
right? And so if we can stay in that place of, it's all life,
yeah.
right? There isn't anything that isn't life. It's all life. And this is what's happening. That's the celebration we're talking about. As
yeah.
I'm fond of saying, we will, no matter how young we are, we will be dead soon and dead forever. And so this is our opportunity to be alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And to leave that and go into these artificial opposites of, well, yeah, and I would be happy if I had this or that, or if only that were different, or it's that conversation that is creating an illusion of an opposite, a parallel reality,
that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Only this.
Only this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello. This is Kim calling. Sorry for the zipping and all that. Kim from
Hello, Michelle. Kim.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing that I'm a little bit struggling with a focus at this point, which I know that's, 7 days back. And I'm looking at two things. I'm looking at, well, there's duality, too, celebrating alone and feeling guilty for celebrating when other people are suffering.
You don't know other people are suffering.
Right.
You only know you're suffering, right?
Right. Well,
so, you know,
when people
Kim,
are
you,
yeah, hungry.
Kim,
or...
You could celebrate guilt.
Can you say more about that, please?
Yes. Yes, because ego would, of course, ego wants to introduce guilt so that you'll give attention to it and feel bad, so that you'll leave celebrating life, being with life, and go off with it to moan and groan and carry on about how awful things are, right? That's ego's whole game plan, right? But what we have an opportunity for in awareness practice is to see guilt for what it is. If we see guilt for what it is, it can be a signal to bring us back here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In just exactly that same way. You don't know that people who are hungry are suffering. You don't
mm-hmm.
know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you suffer when you get into a conversation about guilt with ego.
Mm-hmm.
There. You can celebrate that. You can celebrate the fact that everything is your best opportunity to wake up and end suffering. Just like Margaret's veil.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. 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 All I can say is yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's the place that ego wants to drag people into. So you shouldn't be celebrating, Kim, because there is X, Y, and Z. People are this and that, and circumstances are that and that. So you shouldn't celebrate. So I had a friend who used to say, yes, we should all be poor until everyone is rich.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be unhappy because there are people in the world who are unhappy. Well, that's a contribution. How about if I celebrate, and then if anybody wants to know how to celebrate, I can show them how to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
But if nobody's celebrating, it's not going to ever occur to anybody that celebrating is possible.
Yes, and what drops in when you say that is appreciating, as opposed to the guilt, like, because the guilt takes you away from the appreciation so rapidly.
Oh, exactly. And appreciation is presence, is life, and guilt is ego.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, for me, the easiest way to break it down is it negative? It's ego.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Guilt is definitely negative. Right? Not celebrating is definitely negative. So we know what camp we're in right there.
Mm-hmm.
Then where do we want to be instead? Well, I want to be with life. Okay, well then what puts me in that camp? Well, appreciation, celebration, gratitude.
Mm-hmm. In the email class recently, you mentioned we're either evolving or we're devolving.
Correct.
And there was fear when I read that, because so how to stay with evolving?
No, there's no staying. And that was the other point that I made, right? There are no plateaus. There is no staying. It's a moment by moment by moment. You're
mm-hmm.
either here or you're gone. You're either free or you're suffering. There
mm-hmm.
is only ego promises that you're going to get to this place where it's always going to be fine. You'll get to a place where it's always fine as soon as you get to the place where it's always fine, which is here.
Yeah, my mind went to like a like a line graph that is going up and up and up, but I don't think that's a good image at all.
No, no, nope, it's not. No, it's not. Mm-mm. Nope.
Ooh,
but
really
you
helpful.
Saw it. You saw it, and that's really good, isn't it?
Thank you. Yes, thank you,
you
so much.
You are so welcome.
Gotcha. Thank you, Ashwini.
Gotcha. Go happy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kim. Sherry, I saw two things in that conversation. One is how much the how exclusive the ego perspective is. So guilt or you know, I'm not going to be happy till everybody is happy, or I'm going to be unhappy while everyone is unhappy, is such a, it's limiting because it's exclusive. Whereas appreciation can acknowledge all that is which can be, it encompasses the duality, right? Because it's simply what is. And so the movement we're really making is that movement towards what includes rather than what excludes. And that also removes the duality.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the other one being that the devolving and evolving, it really caught my attention in the email class as well, and that in order for us to conceptualize it, we have to go to conditioned mind, because it's a linear thing, right? And mm-hmm. what is being pointed to is completely not. And so where I have to go in order to experience that as true cannot be in conditioned mind, because
that's
it
right.
can't be conceptualized.
That's exactly right. Yeah. It can only be one of those moments in here.
Right. Where the knowing is intuitive, but can never be, it's intuitive and can be pointed at.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes. I just have to take a minute here. Okay, so the parallel for me that's fascinating is mathematics. Now, there are people who are really good at mathematics and people who not so much, okay? But it doesn't matter, because everybody doing mathematics is having the exact same experience, okay? You get a lot of information, and it doesn't make any sense, and then in a moment, it drops in.
Mm-hmm.
It comes together. You
mm-hmm.
see it, okay? Now that you've seen it, you can explain all of those steps to somebody else. But all of those steps will never get them to clarity, because
yes.
clarity happens in that intuitive moment of, huh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Flash
that's
of insight.
That's right. That's what practice is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing to hold on to. You know, you can have a principle in mathematics and you got nothing.
Yeah.
A bunch of stuff written on a piece of paper. Or a thought inside your head, but you don't have the experience of clarity that you had in that moment.
Yeah. Yeah. It gives dimensionality. It's the only way to experience life, because life is so much more than whatever the label is, including a mathematical equation.
That's right. And we can't think about it. We do. Mm-hmm. Of course mm-hmm. we do. Obviously we do. But it's always going to take us in a direction away from where we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Mm-hmm. We have to do it, right? You're not going to get that principle in mathematics if you don't go through all of mm-hmm. the, you know, okay, there's this and all right, and that and that and that. You have to do that. Right? The person mm-hmm. who came up with it for the first time was doing that when it dropped in.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Brian in Asheville.
Hello, Brian. What are you seeing?
Yeah, the choices in duality is it's really interesting. Like, basically, it's either suck or don't suck, which collapses back to sucking. The whole thing is really, it collapses back to a single thing of just feeling bad.
Yes.
Whatever you're doing, make sure that that's what's getting that's in the forefront of attention.
That's right. That's a perfect description of ego. Go that way, it's wrong. Go that way, it's wrong. Oh, guess what? You're wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, and seeing the avoiding of it, like the trying to stay away from the feeling bad, just brings it right along for the ride.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Like, so, Brian, do you know the way out of the feeling bad?
Well, there's a letting go of things has been really fruitful in practice, and so not even. Just kind of not even playing the game of trying to figure it out anymore. It's like, oh, go away from it, even like without avoiding it, if that makes any sense.
Oh, absolutely. And it's because it's so simple and immediate, all of what we were just talking about. You just direct attention to a tree.
Yeah.
And it's all gone.
Well, yeah.
Now, will it just come screaming in a second later? Absolutely. But in that moment, when it was just you and the tree, and there was no you, there was no problem, no suffering, nothing sucked, nothing was wrong, right? And that's the whole point of what we're doing. There's no way to resolve this in the system that is creating it.
Right.
That's what. That's a bad paraphrase of Einstein's quote on that, right? But that's exactly it. It will never, conditioned mind can never produce anything other than what it is producing, and that's what we have been living in. So if we want a different experience, we have to drop that conversation. It's as simple as that. I just wrote that to somebody this morning, as a matter of fact, who said, the voices say, it can't be that easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It's that simple, and it's actually that easy, even though in practice we'll often go on with people and say, well, yeah, it's not really that. Yeah, it is that easy. I mean, what's involved in turning your attention to a tree? Is that hard? No. You know, think of your favorite song and start singing it. Is that hard? No.
Well, it's the letting go of the whole story about me and my circumstances.
Brian,
yeah.
But you don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to. We don't have to let go of anything. We just have to redirect our attention.
Go straight to the tree.
And then it's gone. That's right. Go straight to the tree. And that whole thing is gone. You have let it go. Incrementally, you'll be an old man dying of old age, still trying to let it go.
Right.
And you'll say, what about that, Brian? But you haven't let go of that. Oh, yeah, I got to let go of that. No, I'm just going to look at that tree. Now, for those people who are hearing, oh, swell, so you're going to go through the rest of your life looking at a tree. Well, actually, no, you won't. Because what happens when you do that is now you are where the only place life happens is, okay? And so now life is guiding you. You're listening to the intelligence that animates you. You're not in that ego story about there's something wrong and you've got to fix it and figure it out. You're not doing any of that. You're just right here. Now you're much more like a tree than you were before, or a bird or a dog or a whatever. Anything that lives directly in life, being lived by life, and all the rest of that just falls away. And the synonym for that whole thing, the short label for it, is happiness.
It's a celebration. Like, I mean, the reality is so not a celebration.
No. And I know you're a dog guy, right?
Sure.
And so there, you watch it all day long.
Yeah.
Right? Those dogs, you know, they live in celebration. You know, if you want to get up and do something, great, that's great, but it's not a requirement.
Yeah.
It's
always with the dogs is how about now? How about now? Mm-hmm. You know, here's the stick. How about now?
Okay. Let's go.
Yes. Now's good.
Now, does he really mean it? And does he actually care more for me than for those other dogs? Is this something that really, I mean, if I go along with this, is this going to be, it's so ludicrous we can't even imagine it.
Yeah.
What now? Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. So happy.
Thanks. You too. Gesho.
Right. Gesho.
Thanks, Brian. Sherry, we have time for one more caller. So here we go. Next caller. Goodness. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi. This is Andrea.
Hello, Andrea.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
What I'm seeing is that the big ego process around celebrating is that what I'm hearing is that I don't know how to celebrate. And what I'm seeing around that is that there's this belief that celebrating has to be look a certain way. And I think the biggest assumption belief around it is that it has to be something out of the ordinary. Like a celebration has to involve something that you wouldn't normally do.
Yeah. Oh, God, Andrea, that is just so it. It is commerce trauma. Right? I mean, I know you have a child. And I bet you can remember when he was little enough that when he got a present, he was way more interested in the box it came in than whatever it was that was in the box.
Oh, yeah. He was, you know, many times he could have cared less if it was new or old. You know, it was just.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's what we're talking about, right? And mm-hmm. and we can see, you know, it's not hard to go back to the joy he was experiencing and see that it's something that is often missing in our lives because of that comparison. Well, yeah, but is that really going to, but it needs, you know, that's not, it's all comparison and it's all ego conversation.
Yeah, I mean, the assumption is, well, if I'm celebrating, I have to have a cake and presents and a party hat or go out to dinner or something like that.
And, you know, Andrea, what we're watching right now, for anybody who stays in touch with what's going on, not just in this country, although I think we're leading the charge, the stupidity charge, but all over the world, that commerce trauma is getting people killed.
When you say commerce trauma, do you mean just feeling like they have to go out and keep buying things or having new experiences?
Well, it's everything. It's Hallmark cards. It's the what it means to be together, what it means to, you know, a certain experience that that we've been sold, all of the components of that experience. And of course, you know, before the pandemic and the economic crash and everything else, people talked in practice all the time about holiday trauma, right? There was this hope, this wish that it would be a certain way. It was always a disappointment. It's stressful. Right. It's expensive. It's just a big disappointment.
I'm not doing Thanksgiving right. I'm not doing Christmas right. I'm not doing the vacation right.
That's exactly it. Yes. And this year, people will follow that, all of that conditioned mind promise of an experience they're going to get to have if they do these certain things, and many people will die as a result of it.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, the stakes are always high. We talk in practice about, you know, you're either alive or you're dead, and that's not a corpse sort of an issue. It's a moment by moment. Are you really here? Are you alive? Are you filled with life and enjoying life and feeling that and grateful for it and present? Or are you lost in a conditioned conversation with ego that's just sucking the life and the joy out of everything?
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because, you know, every month when there's the celebrate, you know, for the month that you did everything, ego just gets a hold of that and it turns it into the noun, you know, the celebration rather than the verb. And so.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And so this month, of course, what we're getting to look at clearly is what stops us. And then also to bring the verb into our life. Right? Because every day there's so much to celebrate, so much to enjoy and appreciate and be grateful for. There's so much beauty. There's so much goodness. It's always here if we attend to it.
So maybe
and we can, that in itself, that attention is celebrating.
And maybe in terms of celebrating it, you know, because I don't, you know, conditioning doesn't acknowledge anything. And so maybe really it could
just
be acknowledging.
That's right. It's up to you.
Yeah.
You know, nobody will talk about you as her, right? Nobody's ever going to appreciate her if you don't.
Right.
Nobody's going to acknowledge her if you don't. And it's from that acknowledgement and appreciation, that gratitude, that generosity and compassion arise, right? So if you feel loved and appreciated and acknowledged and you're enjoying yourself, you're a very happy, generous, loving, kind person. I think the world can use all of that that it can get.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Definitely.
All right.
Well,
Gasha, go celebrating.
Yeah, thank you. And I want to acknowledge I'm grateful for the practice. So.
Oh, I hear you, sister. Me too. Me too. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Andrea. Oh, yes, Sherry. Such deep gratitude for the practice, for Sangha, for all that we've been given to train to be exactly what you said, that the place where there's love, happiness, joy, and celebration, and that's the offering to a world that needs it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our world first.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, precisely.
Our world and then the larger world, yeah.
And so here's our assignment for Friday, and then over the weekend we'll have more. Can you see how the voices are framing your choices to ensure that you never win? Example, if I stop and celebrate, even if it's just a small celebration, I'm taking precious time away from accomplishing all the important things on my to-do list. If I don't stop and celebrate, I don't get to enjoy the success I've worked so hard for. Either way, I'm not doing the thing I should be doing. Assignment, what are the choices that the voices offer you?
That's it. It's back to Brian's, it
yes.
all sucks, right?
Yeah.
Whatever I do, it sucks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Go happy. Thanks, Sherry.
Go happy.